It's now 7 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Marcella Whittingdale. Theresa May's looking forward to a new job later today, leading the country. Britain's new Prime Minister will swiftly begin drawing up her new top team and is expected to increase the number of women in government. Theresa May's been MP in Maidenhead for 19 years, but she was born in Eastbourne. Hundreds of people turned out at Seaford Station last night to protest at the new emergency timetable that's been brought in by Southern Rail. The company's cut 341 trains a day from their schedule after months of strikes, delays and cancellations. The company says to make travel more certain for commuters in Sussex and Surrey, but the new timetable means only a handful of trains will run on the Seaford to Lewes line. Anything outside of rush hour will be a bus replacement service. These people were at the protest and told us it's completely unacceptable.
Just because we're at the end of the line doesn't mean that people can be treated as second-class citizens.
What people are ultimately scared of is that you force the public into something desperate like this, where there aren't enough trains, and then eventually you say, oh, well, they coped all right with it, and then you close stations.
I work in London. I get a 5:09 a.m. train 5 days a week, and now I can't get home. I've got a young family. I moved here for a better life, and I pay £5,000 a year to get a train. Not a replacement bus, what I can't get on, and I think it's a disgrace, and Southern need to sort it out.
British hostage John Cantley has appeared in a new video released by the so-called Islamic State group. The photographer was captured in Syria in 2012. The Foreign Office says it's analysing the footage. A judge will rule later on whether Surrey County Council are responsible for a man falling and shattering his wrist. John Wootton's blaming a raised curbstone, but the council's accused him of making up the story to get money out of them and want him jailed for contempt of court. And Star Trek Beyond had its British premiere in London last night. Stars Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Idris Elba and Simon Pegg were all on the white carpet in Leicester Square. Our weather, sunny spells for most of Sussex and Surrey today. Highs of 21.
Weather with Burgess Hill Girls. Time for school. Let the adventure begin.
Got a couple of 80s classics for you coming up. Material Girl, Madonna and some classic Whitney Houston that gets you up and moving.
Welcome to Wednesday's show.